That's number 85 in our Pilgrim Camp songbooks. My tongue will praise Jehovah. 85. And if you'd like to stand with me as we sing, please feel free to do that. Trust in thy word. His promises will not fail. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Sing them over again to me. Wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see. Wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty. Teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of love. Beautiful words, wonderful. 160 in these songbooks. 160, we'll sing the second verse. Christ, the Blessed One, gives to all wonderful words of life. You could change the key if you choose. Christ, the Blessed One, gives to all wonderful words of life. Sinner, list to the loving call, wonderful words of life. All so freely given, wooing us to heaven. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words. Wonderful words of life, offer pardon and peace to all. Wonderful words of life, Jesus, only Savior, sanctify forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful. Let's be seated. By the way, that sounded great. Nice. I only miss Grace that much instead of that much. What? Nice. And all of you, thank you for playing tonight. And all of you for singing. Now, tonight we probably noticed during the day that Brother Richie Fogel and his wife were not here, and I was surprised to know Brother Paul had heard yesterday that they were going to have to leave a little bit early. They were planning to be here till Thursday, but they had to leave this morning, and so I had a little chance to say goodbye. Brother Richie's been retired for years, but he doesn't stop going, and he's having to preach in Princeton. I suppose he's filling in, and he does that from time to time for ministers, not just for a Sunday, but for a period of time, and so he keeps active for the Lord, and he hasn't been feeling well. We prayed for him last night, but he just felt that he better head down before Thursday and maybe get his problem checked out, and if he went Thursday, it'd be a little too close to Sunday, so I believe that's the way he expressed it to me. Let's pray for him. Lord, we prayed for Brother Richie last night, and we know you heard our prayers, and we just pray that you'll bless him as he returns home to his place, and also to this place where he's serving you at this time. We just pray for strength and grace and healing and help. I pray that you will take away his pain and that you will enable him to serve you in the power of your Spirit with a renewed and refreshed body, Lord, this Sunday. Just bless him and help him along every line. And bless Sister Wally. It was a blessing to see them here. And we just pray that they shall be enriched and greatly blessed. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And then there are those who are leaving tomorrow. And I think, I know I had people raise their hands. I hope I remember correctly that Tom and Christina and Alexander and Abby and Amanda are leaving. And Daniel and Erica and Esther and Deborah and Kenny and John and Donald and Sylvia and somebody else raised their hand. It's slipping me. Oh, Talia and Rob. Wow. Yeah, what are we going to do? And who else? You're leaving tomorrow? Did you raise your hand? See, I missed that. Okay. What are we going to do in the kitchen? Wow. Okay, anybody else? So we're sorry. We're sorry to see you go. And we're not going to let this dampen our spirits. Okay, but we've had a wonderful time with all of you and being together like this. So, one reason that we planned to go down to the beach in a little while tonight was that one of those who's leaving said, I don't want this to influence you at all, but are we going to have a bonfire on Monday? And I remember that we did that last year because people left on Tuesday and we didn't wait till the last night. So, yes. And I also know that, maybe I shouldn't mention this, that there are storms in the area, all right? And so they tried to discourage us from having the thing down at the beach, but Brother Tom was willing to go ahead, and we're thankful for him and those who helped him to make a beautiful fire, and Sister Mary and maybe someone helped her to pull together the ingredients for the s'mores. And we're just hoping that we can have that those storms somehow go around us, okay? And if they don't, we'll do it after you guys leave some other night. And we're very happy that Sister Gerda has joined us again. Hi, Sister Gerda. Welcome. Okay. We're having a great time. And praise the Lord. This is an announcement to be made in the Monday evening service. It says, any vehicles parked on the ground should be moved to the parking lot before breakfast to allow access by delivery vehicles. So if your vehicle is parked anywhere where it may be in the way of a big truck coming around, I was staying in Brewster. Is Brewster the one at the top of the hill? Okay. Last time I was... No, two times ago that I was here overnight, I stayed in Brewster, and I heard a truck at 5 o'clock, and I believed them, because I've heard that so many times that the trucks come in at 5, but I've never heard them. I was always sleeping. But there, it pulled right up by my cabin, so now I believe it. So we have to get the cars out of the way, all right, if they're in the way, so these trucks have access to the palace.